This is Casey Tianfuk and Jennifer Diaz for Rise Up Radio on WBAI 99.5 FM in New York City.
We're here with the principal of our high school, Mark Frederman. Mark is camped out in front of Eastside Community School in an actual tent to draw attention to his campaign to win $500,000 from Kohl's.
Mark, thanks for joining us. Tell us about the contest.
It's a national contest sponsored by Kohl's Cares, and the top 20 schools that get the most votes on Facebook win $500,000.
Explain to our listening audience why you decided to camp outside of Eastside Community High School.
Good question. I asked myself that. We started late on the contest because we didn't know about it until about a week ago, so we were behind. What we wanted to do is get the word out. So I was kind of joking. I said, I don't care what I have to do. I'll sleep outside in front of the school just to draw attention so people know what's up, because once they know what's going on, they're going to want to support our school. Of course they are. So then we kind of stopped and we looked at each other and we said, hey, actually, we could do that. So I could do that. So Monday I came to school. I borrowed a tent. That's my new home until we win this thing.
What do you think about the top vote-getting schools in this contest?
I know that most of the schools are either private schools or parochial schools, and it actually costs to attend them. So we're a free public school. So I wish that it would be a better mix. I wish some public schools and some private schools and some parochial schools would win. I also know that, from what information I've heard, I know that some of the top schools, they have a lot more resources, and not all of them. Some of them are very needy, but I just want some public schools that are very needy to win this contest. I don't know enough. I can't speak about those schools specifically, but what I can say, it's really important for a contest like this that this money goes to schools that really need them. And what happens sometimes in our society is that schools or people that already have resources, it's easier to get resources. If you have a lot of computers and you can go, if everybody in your family has two or three computers and you can go online all night, or if you have internet, a lot of our families don't have internet. A lot of our families don't have computers, so they're not online, or they don't have Facebook, or they have to go somewhere else to get Facebook. A lot of our families don't necessarily work at jobs where they're in front of a computer all day. So what I just hope is that schools like ours, where we really need these resources, that we don't get shut out of these contests like these because we don't have the resources to get this.
What do you plan to do with the money if you win?
We need many more computers. We need laptops. We'd love to have a Mac lab where we can do video editing. And we want to expand our arts program. It shouldn't be that only some kids in the school get to have musical instruments. We shouldn't have to rent them. Everybody should be able to have them and bring them home so they can practice. You guys are going to be seniors. You know, we want to make sure that you guys can go. If you want to visit a college, that we can send you on a bus or drive you up there. You can visit any college you want. We don't want you to be, you know, not have the opportunity because your family maybe can't help you. Or obviously, you know, I always want more books. You know, we have that. But I also don't want to decide between I don't want just to have small classes and then give up a lot of things that other schools have. So I want to be able to have small classes and then provide you with all the resources that a private school would have or that a suburban school in a wealthy district has.
Can you describe the typical Eastside student?
Actually, somebody asked some kids yesterday when they came by, and I think they feel part of a family. They don't want just to care about their own success. They care about everybody in the class being successful. They like their teachers, they like their school. But I think, and as far as background, you know, most of our students are African American and Latino. They are struggling every day, not just with the lives of being a teenager, but they face racism every day. Many students receive, you know, free or reduced lunch. Almost all of our students receive free and reduced lunch. So that means their families are struggling with poverty, they're struggling with racism, they're struggling just trying to make ends meet. And times are tough right now. So a lot of our students are victims right now of just the economy and what's going on. So I think a lot of our students are just, I think they're strong and persistent, you know, despite everything that's happening right now. In the world, our students just come to school every day. They care a lot about school. They make the best of what we have.
Do you know how many kids from the graduating class went to college?
Well over 90% of our kids are going off to college, and you know, many to private schools on scholarships. So that's something I'm very proud of, is our college acceptance rates and attendance rates and even graduation rates are well above, actually not just well above the city's average, but really well above the national average.
In our sociology class, we read a book by Jonathan Kozol, Shame of the Nation, and he said that in America, we're actually undergoing educational apartheid. What do you think?
Yeah, I think he's definitely right. If you look at the way schools are funded, if you look at across the country, I mean, where you live, and often even further, like what color you are and what, you know, background you have determines a lot what kind of education you get. And so the fact that in this country, your education, I believe, and you guys know that that's why I'm a principal, that's why I became a teacher, I believe that education is the way, you know, to be successful in this country, however you define success. But I think it's very unfair that there are certain students that just get a head start. Certain students go to schools from day one that have more resources, that have better facilities and much more. Unfortunately, that has a lot to do with where you live, what your background is, and how much money your family makes. So as far as I'm concerned, that's definitely the case. And again, that's one of the reasons we're in this contest and why I think it's so important that our school or public schools or Title I schools win this money, because that's, if $500,000 is out there, like, I know that we need it. I'm not saying other schools don't need it, but it certainly will help right that wrong.
This is Casey Tiamfuk and Jennifer Diaz for Rise Up Radio.